Welcome to the Bulls Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenyatta Wright, and this is my co-host, Mr. Kataka.
What's going on, Bulls fans?
Bulls fall short tonight, Kataka, after two big wins. We're going to address all three wins that occurred this week right after this break. The Bulls Guys Podcast can now be heard on YouTube. Get all your latest news, debates, rants, right here on the Bulls Guys Podcast. The Bulls Guys Podcast can now be heard and followed on all social media platforms. Follow us on YouTube, IG, Facebook, and Spotify. Back on the Bulls Guys Podcast. So, Kataka, the Bulls dropped one in overtime to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 122-119. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan basically got the game tight down the stretch. The Bulls were fighting from behind, from down 10 to 5 minutes in the fourth quarter. Zach got hot and hit a couple baskets, hit a couple three-point shots. DeMar caught a couple isolation plays. But ultimately in this game, Tataka, I felt like the Bulls from the jump didn't play fast enough. They didn't get into their offensive sets like they did against Milwaukee and Boston. Two big wins that the team did get early in the week, which I felt like really showed what damage they can do when they share the ball as a team. But tonight they didn't share the ball as a team that much, Tataka, especially down the stretch. And this has become a constant problem where DeMar DeRozan is becoming an issue for me personally, because I feel like every time he wants to, you know, take over the game, he just forgets everything else. And, you know, guys could be wide open and he won't make those passes because he's sold on shooting. I don't think long term that's a way that you win in this league as far as trying to win in the playoffs and, you know, win a championship. And it's some talk has to be done to DeMar DeRozan from the head coach. Same way like Billy got on Zach, it's the same way I feel like he can get on DeMar. I'm not going to put this loss totally on DeMar. I feel like as a unit, as a team, the Bulls didn't play fast enough. They didn't play off of each other the way they did in the last two wins.
Yeah, I don't think, like you said, they didn't move the ball at all. The past two wins, they moved the ball. It was fluid. Tonight, like you said, it was like ISO, and I think they were just, man, they was trying to shoot threes all damn day. I mean, the difference between the past two wins is that when they move the ball, you have some guys cutting to the basket. I think I only seen one person cut, and that was only once, and that was I want to say that was either P. Will or that was probably Woo. You probably the only time, but it's like my issues is the turnovers. They was forcing a lot of, they had 15 turnovers. They was forcing a lot of passes in the paint to Vooch, but the spacing wasn't there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I agree with you. DeMar was doing a lot of ISO, and he does that all the time. That's my biggest problem with him, is that they revert back to this ISO ball. I mean, you just had two big ass wins. I mean, this team reminds me of that chick that you've been trying to get with for like years, right? Mm-hmm. She finally gets you some rhythm. You finally go on a date. You know what I'm saying? You get to the bedroom and you get disappointed. It's like this team is just like that. I don't know what they need to do. I know you say Donovan needs to sit him down like he did LaVine, but I think Donovan is too soft for that.
I would seriously sit DeMar down, and he might get insulted by this. I would ask him, why do you think it is that you haven't won a championship in this league? You can't go out here and isolate for five straight plays and don't get anybody else involved, bro. You can't beat an entire team by yourself. That's not winning basketball. Okay, look, you had 30 points tonight. You shot 12 for 27. You had 6 for 8 from the free throw line, got to the line, but we still lost. Is your goal being here is just to be a scorer, or is it to win games? because we can't win by the way you're playing. Now, if nobody else can get off and there's no other options open, take the shot. But that's not the case all the time when he takes these shots, Pataka.
Right. And that's so easy to game plan because everybody knows that, okay, DeMar DeRozan is going to go to a spot. I mean, it's so easy to game plan against the damn Bulls. It's what I hate. They know that's going to happen. They know Zach is going to shoot fucking from Elgin, Illinois all damn night. And, you know, it's either going to be hit or miss. Most cases are going to be missed because I don't think Zach is the best three-point shooter as he think he is.
And I'm going to tell you what. When DeMar don't have that shot wide open and he's looking to pass, I don't want to see Vooch on no damn three-point line getting the ball to shoot a damn three.
Exactly.
I want to see you down low getting an easy basket because my man up top that has the basketball can't get a wide open shot. So I'm going to throw it in the post where I can get an easy basket. I don't want my big man shooting threes.
Right.
So this is how you're supposed to organize your offense. This is how you're supposed to organize your offensive players. This is how you're supposed to exploit your strengths. You're taking away your post game. Because I heard in the first quarter, because I was on the road on my way back to Philly from York, PA, from my Thanksgiving vacation, and I heard that Vooch was exploiting, you know, the Thunder was scoring in the post, and the Bulls went up 9-0 to start the game.
Yeah, LaSalle
called me and told me that. LaSalle called me and told me that, and I'm like, oh, okay, they're doing well. You know, they're using that half-court style, you know, to go into Vooch, and then they're running the ball. All right, they should be fine. And I come and they're down and, you know, they're doing the total opposite of what I was told they were doing. And the Bulls at this point, they have to know what they're doing. They know what they have to do to win games because when they really want to win a game, I notice that they come out and play the right way. So what you're telling me is that you don't have the same energy to win every night. And if that's the case, then this team has an issue because what are you really playing for? Are you planning just to win a couple games and get to the playoffs and be praised because you made the playoffs? Or are you really coming out here and trying to win? Because this kind of effort that we're seeing on a once-in-a-blue basis should never occur. I should get your best effort, and the Thunder should try to rip this game from your hands rather than just casually just take it from you because you're doing a lot of dumb things to give them the game.
The crazy part is, Kay, is that I'm looking at these stats here. They're a smaller team. It was a smaller team than us. Mm-hmm. They had 68 points in the paint to our 46. Mm-hmm. That's not good. That's not good at all.
Listen, I think that the Bulls are going to have to get a new coach.
I agree.
I mean, Billy Donovan, short-term, can improve a team. He occasionally can get a win here or there that you really, really want from a team. He can get an effort on, you know, a couple nights. But I need a coach that's going to come in and change the entire structure of how the teams plays the game. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about a coach that, if I'm coaching this team and DeMar takes three isolation baskets and annoys a player that's wide open, I'm sitting DeMar DeRozan down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, you're an all-star, but right now you're hurting my team, and I need you to sit down because you're not playing the right way. You're not playing efficient enough for us to get baskets. You're right. Not the only player on this team that can score points. I'm not running my team to watch you just shoot the basketball. And you're not making 100% of your shots. You shot 12 for 27. So why would you think you should take all the shots and you're not even shooting the perfect mark?
And I'm starting to see why Stephen A. and a whole bunch of them analysts said beforehand that having Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan is not a good mix. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to see it now. If one hour thought they was bullshitting, but I'm starting to see that. And doesn't take great quality shots. I mean, I know he's always looking for the foul. He always going for the pump fake, but you need to do a lot more than not more than that. You know what I'm saying? His percentage is horrible. It's every game he's shooting like 12 for 26 or 15 for 35 or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So they're going to, you're right, they're going to have to do some with the coaching. I'm just curious to see how long AK is going to let this shit ride out. I hope he don't wait till no damn trade deadline or wait to say Lonzo coming back, whatever the case may be, because having that legit point guard is killing us, and not having a solid power forward that can give us on an average 15 and 10 a night, you know what I mean? And I'm not sold on Vooch. I'm still not sold on Vooch.
Yeah, I'm not neither.
We got a lot of holes, and it starts with coaching.
See, the thing with Vooch is that I need a bona fide third option.
Yeah.
When Zach and DeMar can get this shot, I need to know that when I throw you the ball, 85% of the time at least, you're going to make the ball. You're going to make the shot.
Mm-hmm.
I need to know that. And it's gotten to a point that if Vooch scores, I consider it a bonus because I don't expect him to score most of the time, especially when he's shooting it.
Right.
So it's like, man, this was a tough pill to swallow because the Bulls rallied and came back. And then to go into overtime and have DeMar make that stupid foul on SGA, that was just stupid, man. Like, you got to give a shooter room. You can't be all over them smothering a shooter. Just put your hands out. Put your hands out, and if he shoots, just contest, put a hand in his face. But you was up on the guy like you was trying to tackle him, and he's shooting a shot. That's just not wise.
And the killer part about that, he only had 3 seconds left. I guarantee he wasn't going to hit that shot.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to dare you to make those kind of shots. And if you make it, I'm going to clap my hands. But it's not going to do me no justice to make contact with you while you're shooting a shot. And he did it against a 91% free throw shooter. So I'm sitting there holding my pillow like, man, I ain't even going to wish for this dude to miss because I know he ain't going to miss. And he made all three of them.
Right.
This so it's like
that. This is tough as that Orlando. This is just as tough as that Orlando game.
Mm-hmm.
Was it that Washington game? It was a couple of games that, man, that we just choked at the very final seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, something gonna have to give, man, because if they keep it at this rate, they're gonna be on the outside looking in. They're gonna be one of them ones and say, you know what? People's gonna think that, gonna say that the Bulls, yeah, they should have, they not as good as people think. You know what I'm saying? So people ain't gonna have no faith in them.
And I'm gonna tell you what, if AK's plan is for this team to tank so they can get a damn draft pick, I don't give a damn how good that prospect is that everybody's talking about. I don't care about no draft pick, man. I want us to win games.
Exactly.
Ain't no guarantee we're going to get the top pick because we did that before and we were penalized. So I don't care about losing games on purpose. Now, if it happens, it happens, and then we just try to get the best pick. But I'm not trying to think about no damn draft picks. You spent all this money on this roster. You gave Zach a max contract. Now you're going to tank to get a draft pick. So why did you sign all these guys?
Right. If he's going to do that, he might as well just do a fucking firehouse sale and get rid of damn near everybody.
Right. But you have a contending team and you want to lose games to get a draft pick. No.
That's stupid.
Should have saved my damn money and you got the draft pick and then we could have built around the draft pick. You spent the money already. Now try to win.
Right.
But
and I don't know why he didn't play Drummond. And this is nothing that pissed me off. Why is Andre Drummond the only motherfucker down there going against four fucking players every rip?
How about I need Billy Donovan to stop taking Andre Drummond out and leave him in the game? That's our rebounder right there. That's our inside presence. I don't expect him to be sitting for long periods of time. We got him here because he has size, he can block shots, and he can rebound. The hell are you sitting him for?
Right.
We basically the same team last year without him on the floor. Get him on the floor, please. I need him out there. I don't like Billy Donovan's rotations, bro.
Horrible.
Then if we're struggling to do the rebound, he'll still leave Drummond on the bench. Come on, man.
Then might as well get the out of the Kumpo dude. I mean, I know he a project, but he ain't that much of a project. The motherfucker got a ring, and he played on some good-ass teams. You know what I'm saying? That's another power forward that you could have against a team like that, a young team, at least get you some rebounds. Okay, you don't expect him to score, but at least get the dude out there to block some shots and get some rebounds. Help.
I'm gonna need the Bulls to figure it out, man, because at the end of the day, this is basically the same group with a few additions.
Right.
Y'all still look lost, like you don't know what to do on the floor. At this point, that's a problem for me. That's a problem for me at this point. You said that y'all practiced together in the offseason. Where's this chemistry that you developed playing together in the offseason? Where's this chemistry playing together since last year? You're 8-11, 3-6 away. You have a terrible record. You're 3 games under 500. When is it time to press the emergency button?
It's definitely not trade deadline, because ain't no guarantee shit you're going to be only 3 under. You might be fucking 10, 15, 20 under by that time, and it's pointless.
Bulls shot 12 for 23 tonight from 3-point, 36%. Why is we making 3-point shots our primary objective on scoring? It's just, man. I don't know what else to say, bro. Like, listen, I was happy with the Boston win. Obviously, we blew them out. And we went in there and actually looked focused, and we moved the ball and we shared the ball. Part of that could have been that we had success against Boston this year. And then we went on to Milwaukee and gutted out a back and forth win against Milwaukee. That kind of game should have prepared us for this kind of game. Then we lose to the Thunder, a team that's 3 games below 500 themselves. The Bulls got to get it together, man. They got to get it together. Stop looking at the opponent. Stop looking at the record and saying to yourself, oh, well, we don't have to play hard tonight. You should want to play hard every single night because you're trying to have the best record in the league. You're not just trying to – man, listen, it's overkill because it's regular season. But at the end of the day, regular season – puts you in a position to win in the playoffs and have a better record in the playoffs. So you see the higher, have home court advantage. All of these wins add up. I don't want to see you losing to Oklahoma City. I don't want to see you losing to Toronto.
Right.
Beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. That's why their record is horrible. Losing to Washington. Even though right. I can give some of that to the referees at that last play, but you still lost to Washington. Game should even been that close.
Huh? Exactly. Yeah, they put themselves in that position to lose. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like last year they proved that they can beat bad teams, but they couldn't beat the good teams. So they came into this year and saying, forget the bad team. We're just going to prove we can beat the good team. No, win every game.
Right.
Win every game that you can.
Oh, man. I think their mindset must be, you know what, there's plenty of games left. If I fucking hear that one more time, freaking scream.
This ain't football where you can have a bad record and still winning the playoffs. This ain't the NFL.
No.
My San Francisco 49ers was a wild card team last year. They went all the way to the NFC Championship. This ain't football. You can't go into the regular season and get a 6th seed and then go into the playoffs as a 6th seed and think you're going to get to the NBA Finals.
Right.
It ain't happening in the NBA. It's a different ball game. You got to play a team seven games, possibly the most, and you got to win 4 out of that 7. And teams are watching tape and get to prepare for you again if you punch them in the mouth.
Yep.
So you can't do that and turn it on when you feel like it in the NBA. And this is becoming a reoccurring theme with this team where we're happy 1 minute, and then we're unhappy the next game. Like, the switch of emotions with fans, man. Like, it's because our team is schizophrenic. They're not coming with the same energy every night.
Right.
After beating Milwaukee the way we did, I shouldn't have seen a game like this. I shouldn't.
I don't know, man. And the next game is against, Utah?
And Utah ain't no pushover either, man. And Lauri Markkanen is balling.
Right. So, you know, he going to have a point to prove.
Yeah, man. Listen, Utah look really good, man. But you gotta give some kind of credit to the Thunder. I don't want to take anything away from them. They play fast paced. They move the ball. They got the right shots that they were supposed to. Their star SGA had 27 points tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And 30 points tonight. 8 for 21. 14 for 15 from the free throw line. Dude was dynamite.
Right.
You know.
And everybody, they know how to pass the ball. They rebound. They just play some hell of D, man. I mean, they move. They can shift. You know what I'm saying? They ain't get caught up. You know, but
they had 24 assists. The Bulls had 25. But I'm talking about down the stretch. We didn't make the right passes. We didn't. Zach and DeMar just took turns isolation.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's getting to a point where, listen, man. I need Kobe White. I need Patrick Williams, and I need Drummond on the floor. I need other guys to contribute other than those two. I really do. And it's getting to a point where I'm scared of DeRozan, man. He's Russian roulette because he don't make all his shots, and he likes to take all of them. So I don't know, man. It's a loss. On to the next game, but I am starting to be concerned because I didn't expect after beating Milwaukee to see this kind of effort.
Nah, I did not see them losing this at first. Mm-hmm. But it's like now I'm really scared going into the next two games with Utah and I can't remember who else they playing next, but it's man, I don't know, man. I'm clueless.
But you see, all of this is on AK because at the end of the day, let's be honest with ourselves, Kotaka. This man didn't really go out there and try to get the best assets to hit a home run this year. He went out there to go get assets that were good enough on the pockets of Jerry Reinsdorf that can get fans excited and sell tickets. I'm going to need these guys to try to hit a home run and stop trying to save pennies. If your team make it to the finals, all the advertisements and NBA media all over your neck, you're going to make the money back.
Exactly. Exactly.
Stop trying to pinch and penny pinch and go for the home. You had a chance to get Kevin Durant and Rudy Gobert. I can't even believe I'm saying right now that you didn't go after them.
Didn't even make an attempt.
Rudy Gobert and Kevin Durant.
These guys were disgruntled. They practically said, "Hey, you know what? I don't want to play here." You know what I'm saying? You like, okay, I put together the best package. What do you got? What would it take? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to give up Patrick Williams. They didn't want to give up. So I'm like, are you fucking serious? They didn't want to give up Booch.
And the thing is, it's two things. I think number one, AK don't want to give up his baby because Patrick Williams was the guy that he really went after in the draft that he wanted. Number two, it's all in his head and his ego. He wants his project, the project that he originally put together, to succeed. But let's face it, bro, you put the wrong group of guys together. It's all right to adjust your plan and come back. It's okay. Nobody's not going to scold you or anything like that. Listen, you made a mistake, and then the second attempt, you did good. This roster needs to be upgraded, man. It definitely does.
Well, if he knows the city of Chicago, we already got guard pats out the motherfucking out of their positions. We ran one of them out of the city. It'll be easy as hell to get motherfucking AK and Mark Eversley just as quick. You know what I'm saying? So if he care about his baby, he better do something quick because him and his baby they're gonna be ran up out of here real quick. They ain't gonna last nowhere near as long as Garpat.
The Bulls drop a game, final OT, 123-119 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Bulls next game is against the Utah Jazz. That's all I got, man. I don't really have much to say about this game. It was a good effort down the stretch, but I'm getting a little sick and tired of watching the Bulls fight from behind every time. every so often in these games. I want to see a strong effort, and I want to see them finish the game. 5 steals tonight in the whole game. 15 turnovers for the Bulls tonight. 13 for OKC. Points off turnovers. OKC had 16 points off of 15 Bulls turnovers. So that's pretty accurate. That's pretty efficient right there. So basically they scored off of each and one of our turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Points in the paint, 46 to 68 for OKC. That's where the problem really lies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of points. 68 points in the paint. Oh my goodness.
24-5, 20.
Yes. Jump shooting team. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Kentucky, that's all I got, man. You know, the last two wins that we had was beautiful. I felt like the Milwaukee game was huge. The Milwaukee win was huge. I think that was the biggest win of the season for us to beat a team that eliminated us from the playoffs last year. And the way we went at Giannis and the way we defended him, which most consider to be the best player in the league. And, you know, we never gave up. You know, it was bad calls in that game. We still didn't give up. We still stuck with it. And I was proud of them that night. Mm-hmm. But the Bulls got to learn to carry over their momentum into another game. You know what you need to do to win. You just did it against Milwaukee. The best team in the East right now.
Mm-hmm.
At 10-5, they're number one, and you beat them. So why are you doubting yourself? What's the doubt about? And most of it, I gotta admit, is not doubt. It's the fact that these players need to grow some balls and walk up to DeMar DeRozan and say, "Yo, can you move the ball around and pass the ball, please? I want the ball as well."
Yeah, this new culture that they have up in this locker room, man, is fucking things up, man. Is everybody having this, you know, this goody old culture? No one can speak up, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, say nothing bad about whatever, you know, the play, you know, without hurting nobody's feelings and shit. Bump that. You trying to win, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The ultimate goal is to win a championship, you know what I'm saying? And if your teammate cared that much, you should be able to get in his ass, say, "Hey, you need to work on your game in offseason. And two, we need to move this ball around. We need to play as a team, as a unit, mm-hmm. and none of this ISO shit." Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it starts with the coach. It actually starts with the GM. The GM has to get in the coach's ass and trickle on down like a domino effect. You got to do what you got to do. But if the GM ain't doing shit, you know what I'm saying, then it's just like, you know, a free fall, and their record's going to show. It's going to keep suffering.
Yeah. So that's all for the Bulls Guys podcast. Follow us on social media. Follow us on Twitter @TalkingBulls82. Good night, Bulls fans. Go Bulls.